surrounding area.
And Kathy Dawes again, along with Pawnee Mental Health Executive Director Robin Cole. C. Clyde Jones still with us. We're still taking phone calls, too, if you want to give us a quick call, 537-1350. Now, I know, Robin, we had talked about hitting some year-enders while you were here today before we realized we'd have this additional fun with C. Clyde and with us also, but maybe just some highlights of the year. And, you know, as C. Clyde was saying, mental health, a very important subject to many of us. And just some of the progress you made, different highlights of 2017.
Yes, there really have been a lot of very exciting things that happened this last year. And, you know, as I was thinking about this morning, I'm familiar with the saying that necessity is the mother of innovation. And I went online to see who said that so that I could give them credit and not claim it as my own. But they don't ascribe it to any particular person. It's just an old English saying that has been passed down, you know, through the years. And so there's so much truth to that. You know, we make changes, we innovate, we invent when we see that there's a necessity for us to do that. And in the area of community mental health and substance abuse treatment, there's lots of opportunities for innovation and intervention. And certainly this last year, we hired our first full-time development manager, and that really has been out of necessity. We've recognized that funding that's traditionally been available through state grants, federal grants, is not going to meet the needs of our community. And so we're increasingly going to need to take a look at local support to help meet the local needs. And certainly that just goes right back to C. Clyde Jones and the legacy and just the role model he's been for our community. And he has modeled that idea that there need to be local solutions to local problems. And that's definitely part of the lesson that we're learning, certainly, as we look at what we need to do to meet the needs of our community. You know, in line with that, one very exciting illustration of how a local need has been met locally was with the development of the Mental Health Co-Responder Program that kicked off this year. And that program, again, is a program. It's a cooperative venture between Pawnee Mental Health and Riley County Police Department that is supported by the Riley County Law Board. And that we got to the point that we were able to do that because of years of conversations that happened at the Riley County Mental Health Task Force, where members of the community sat down together and talked about what all the challenges were that we were facing with regard to being able to provide the kinds of services and the kind of supports that the community needed. And so the Riley County Law Board approved two full-time co-responder positions, and these are individuals who are employed by Pawnee Mental Health. They are at least master's prepared clinical employees who are qualified mental health providers who work with Riley County Police Department and who get their daily job assignments from Riley County Police Department based on whatever the needs in the community are at any given time. So that's been a very exciting development this year. And then alongside of that is just the ongoing focus on the idea of a mental health crisis stabilization unit. And we continue to work on that. We continue to pull together information and ideas and budgets. And I'm very optimistic that in 2018 we'll see something come to fruition in our community. And so that's been an exciting undertaking and area of focus for our organization. We also had a legislative forum in October. Thank you, Kathy, for facilitating that or for moderating that forum. We had excellent attendance by the community at that forum. We had five of our state legislators in attendance. It was a really good opportunity for the community to engage in a discussion around the issue of mental health. And for me, as I reflect back on 2017, perhaps that kind of a reflection on on the needs of mental health and substance use treatment in the community is, in my mind, one of the most significant kinds of occurrences. I'm very encouraged by the fact that across the board, we are talking more and more about mental health needs and substance use treatment needs. Our community as a whole seems to be much more comfortable addressing those issues, talking about those issues. And so whether it is through the Flint Hills Wellness Coalition and the work that they're doing, whether it's through the Chamber of Commerce and work they're doing with their healthcare task force, whether it's through the Chamber of Commerce and the Greater Manhattan Project, in the city commissions, in the county commission meetings, here at Cayman, there's increasing conversation about mental health. And I feel like there's more that's being discussed, more than that's being looked at than probably ever has been. And I'm very encouraged by that.
That kind of goes back to C. Clyde's theme from earlier about the importance of the Manhattan community and why you stayed, because of what you were seeing here. And that, continues, a community and everyone working together on subjects such as mental health.
Well, the community does have a very generous heart. It's not always directed to the places where I would put it, however, and I'm very optimistic that we're going to see a shift where there will be more funding coming to Mount Pawnee Mental Health, hopefully a lot of it from private sources, which we're not seeing right now. We want to increase that part of it.
We have less than a minute, Robin, if there was anything else you wanted to add as your end thoughts.
I would just thank the community, for its openness and for its commitment to being a community that does talk about and works to meet the needs of those members of our community who aren't able, for whatever reason, to meet their own needs. And I think that C. Clyde has been an excellent role model for all of us in that regard. And again, if we each would just look at the example that he has given, and if we would just do our own little part to try to emulate that, what an amazing community we would be living in.
Well, again, and he's so humble. He's just over there shaking his
head. So I just want to say happy birthday, C. Clyde Jones.
I'm with you on that one. And again, Pawnee Mental Health Executive Director Robin Cole and, of course, C. Clyde Jones with us today, turning 95 on Thursday. You've been listening to In Focus.
We might as well just rename that microphone the C. Clyde Jones microphone for the week.
Microphone all week. Sounds good.
Tomorrow, Manhattan City Commission Day. City Manager Ron Fear, Mayor Linda Morse, and C. Clyde Jones. Up next, Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick in the game. It's Wildcat Insider. And we have K-State Women's Basketball on the air beginning at 6:30 tonight.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at kstatebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. KMAN, Manhattan.
Going for some air travelers. Incident.